Radio Daily for halfway day. It's great. It's almost over. It's downhill day is what I used to call it, but nobody else liked it, and I don't know why.
I thought it was cool.
Welcome to the
downhill day.
See, right? It's good. It's like, no, we're just commuting into the weekend. It's fantastic. Welcome to the 10th of November with the fan folks from GeekRadio.com. The folks bringing it to you today. Well, the man that says the same thing every time the bosses want to get together and on a Zoom meeting and stuff, that there's podcasting for secret.
You lunatics better know what you're doing.
You better freaking know what you're doing. And me, hey everyone, I'm the guy that solves problems in the only way he knows how. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Have you got an answer?
No, but I've got a different name for the problem.
Haha! What happened this fine day, sir?
My usual answer to Zoom meeting requests is sure, as long as they don't have to share my screen.
Hey now.
In 1882, Alexander Graham Bell was granted U.S. citizenship by the Supreme Court after his second application.
1951, a trial run of long-distance customer dialing is offered in Inglewood, New Jersey. It's the very first direct dial coast-to-coast telephone service in the United States. The big change? Three digits are added to the phone numbers.
1961, Neil Armstrong sets a new speed record in an X-15 rocket plane at 6,587 kilometers per hour.
1969, Columbia Pictures released the psychological thriller Marooned, directed by John Sturges, starring Gregory Peck and Gene Hackman. In it, three astronauts prepare to return to Earth after several months aboard an orbiting lab, only to find their rockets won't fire.
1970, the Soviet lunar probe Lunokhod 1 is launched.
1972, the Canadian Anik-1 domestic geostationary communication satellite is launched from Cape Canaveral by Telesat Canada.
1974, two teams of American scientists announced the discovery of the charmed quark subatomic particle. Armin Shimerman was not available for comment.
1981, Panasonic introduces the Link, a handheld computer about the size of a small book with a keyboard, but no screen. It has a video output that allows the device to be hooked up to a television or to a host computer via a telephone dial-up connection.
1981, Walter Day opens the Twin Galaxies video game arcade in Ottumwa, Iowa. Shortly thereafter, he'll begin to keep records of video game high scores around the globe.
1983, Fred Cohen, a doctoral student at the University of Southern California, presents the first documented computer virus created as an experiment in computer security.
Also, Microsoft formally announces that Microsoft Windows for the IBM PC is ready for market at the Helmsley Palace Hotel in New York City, at what will be considered one of the most elaborate product introductions in industry history.
1994, the Codex Leicester, a manuscript of scientific notes written by Leonardo da Vinci, is sold at an auction. It's the last of da Vinci's 30 known journals, still privately owned, and is sold to Microsoft chairman Bill Gates for $30.8
million. 1997, Yahoo launches Yahoo Travel.
1999, a NASA review board announces that its investigation has determined the $125 million Mars climate orbiter burned up in the Martian atmosphere due to a navigation error that resulted from Lockheed Martin engineers failing to convert units from English to the International System of Units, metric system, people.
Oopsie doodle. Astronauts discover an alien monolith on the moon, which of course is the prologue to the film 2010, The Year We Make Contact.
Wait, that's not the right...
Is it?
2000, Warner Brothers released the sci-fi film Red Planet, directed by Anthony Hoffman, starring Val Kilmer and Carrie Ann Moss. You know that scene.
2003, federal regulators begin allowing customers to transfer their home phone numbers to their cell phones.
2004, by the end of the first day following the initial public release of the Firefox web browser, the application has been downloaded over 1 million times.
2006, the full genome of the California purple sea urchin is published and is discovered to contain many novel genes as well as many analogous genes common to vertebrates.
I like novella genes. Same day, same year, the NASA spacecraft Cassini records a hurricane-like storm on the south pole of Saturn, the first time such an event has ever been observed on another planet.
Warner Brothers releases the fantasy film The Prestige, directed by Christopher Nolan, starring Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale, Michael Caine, Scarlett Johansson, and David Bowie.
2008, Circuit City, the second largest electronics retailer in the U.S. after Best Buy, closes 155 of its stores and files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but announces it plans to remain open for business throughout the holiday season. But they'll liquidate the remaining stores January 16th of 2009, and the last of their stores will close March 8th of 2009. They attribute its failure to the lack of consumer spending during the late 2000s recession, but no, it's because they didn't listen to me. Right, Steve Anto? Birthdays.
Mackenzie Foy is 21. Renssume Cullen in Breaking Dawn 2, or Part 2, and Interstellar.
Genevieve Buchner is 31 from Caprica and The 100.
Heather Matarazzo is 39 from Welcome to the Dollhouse, Princess Diaries, Saved, and Hostel 2.
David Pataku is 43 from I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer, AVP Requiem, and Flashpoint.
Walton Goggins is 50. From The Crow, Salvation, House of a Thousand Corpses, Predators, G.I. Joe Retaliation. Is amazing and Justified. And, well, it's your vice principals. And he's got a show that's really good on network TV. I can't remember what it's called.
It's because The Unicorn got canceled. Vince Velif is 51. No. From American Werewolf in Paris and Rat Race.
And The Unicorn was so good. Ellen Pompeo is 52 from Old School, Daredevil, and Grey's Anatomy.
Tracy Morgan is 53 from SNL's Jay and Silent Bob, 30 Rock, Cop Out, The Last OG.
I'm going to make you pregnant. Michael Jai White is 54 from Spawn, Black Dynamite, Mortal Kombat Legacy. Dynamite. Should know that. And Mortal Kombat Legacy, and is going to be coming up in Black Friday with Bruce Campbell.
Neil Gaiman is 61, the creator of Sandman, American Gods, Graveyard Book, Coraline, Neverwhere, all kinds of cool stuff.
Mackenzie Phillips is 62 from One Day at a Time, and so weird. And Orange is the New Black.
Sinbad is 64 from A Different World, Necessary Roughness, Good Burger, House Guest, and Jingle All the Way.
Born this day no longer with us in 1810, George Jennings, an English plumber and engineer, invented the flush toilet.
1868, Gichin Funakoshi, Japanese martial artist and educator, founded Shotokan.
It's Shotokan, you uncultured swine. In 1889, Claude Rains, Adventures of Robin Hood, The Wolfman, Casablanca, and I think he was Invisible Man.
1891, Carl Stalling, composer and arranger for Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies.
1919, Mikhail Kalashnikov, Russian general and engineer, designed the AK-47.
1925, Richard Burton, The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, Cleopatra, Exorcist II, The Heretic, wow, and 1984.
1932, Roy Scheider, from The French Connection, Jaws, Sequest, and Blue Thunder.
1948, Shigeto Itoi, Japanese video game designer and voice actor, created Earthbound.
That's a trippy one. In 1977, Brittany Murphy, Clueless, King of the Hill, Sin City, Happy Feet, Gone Too Soon. On CBS, we've got Betray Day on, or Betray Dar on A New Survivor. New Tough as Nails, Max puts a team on lockdown when a piece of evidence gives Grissom and Sarah just cause to believe someone in the crime lab is involved in a murder. Allie and Folsom try to figure out what happened during a series of murders at a themed hotel on A New CSI Vegas.
ABC, the 55th annual CMA Awards.
NBC has the all-new Chi-Tri, Fires, Meds, and Your Pids.
Fox, Group A semifinals of The Masked Singer and Alter Ego.
CW, it's a mad, 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 mad scientist on A New Legends of Tomorrow and A New Batwoman.
Freeform's got your Parent Trap.
AMC has The Rock.
FX, Spider-Man, Far From Home.
So good. FXX, Simpsons Marathon, The Spy Who Learned Me, Ned and Edna's Blend Agenda.
FXM has The Predator, not the one that had Walter Goggins, but The Predator.
Oh. Paramount has Daddy Daycare.
Siffy, a young cop captures a cyber criminal, but she later gets accused of stealing evidence and winds up in a prison ship as a result. So when her mom discovers her daughter got framed by a sergeant, she works to help her escape on the premiere of Intergalactic Planetary.
TBS has Full Frontal with Samantha Bee.
If that's not the theme to that show, I don't know what the hell those people were thinking.
Should be.
TNT's got hockey on, so whatever.
Our Science Channel has Secrets of Stonehenge on A New If We Build It Today. It'd probably be smaller.
But we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network. Emma, the lucky recipient of a recent heart transplant, sets out to find the identity of her donor, only to learn it was her estranged cousin and may have been the victim of a murder. Mackenzie Vega and Jonah Newmark star in Pretty Little Dead Girl.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Abe seeks help from Chad because his wife Lexi's now caught in the throes of an addiction to Vicodin and Zolpidem. Lord, people. Chad and his team discover that the woman's not only using drugs, but is part of an elaborate upper-middle-class drug club. You know, they kind of usually get slaps on the wrist. And Abe's like, Chad, you gotta help me, man. You don't know the damages her deception has created. It breaks my heart to know that I can't trust my partner. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
Do you mind? I want to check my email.
I'm sorry I didn't write earlier. I was busy putting wiggly eyes on paper fish. Yep, that's my job this week. Chabby is on, which got me really excited because I need one of those in my house. But then I found out that does something else. I'll never be able to get up on that surfboard. Well, now I need to go and explain to my supervisor the science of why KY Jelly actually makes good bubbles, and that's why I had to buy it on my work credit card. Lovin' rocket launchers, this time filled with bubbles. That's from Drace. If you've got more incredibly weird, odd, fascinating science facts to share with us, please let us know what they be. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or of course use a voicemail or text message to share with the world. Those numbers are
510-GRD-CRO.
Well, I tell you, I got this hookup down south that can get you the finest Kentucky jelly you need.
The Ideas Start Here podcast is a science-based, informative, entertaining view on immunizations and general health-related topics, featuring me, your host, Jack Mankin. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, or listen directly on your phone, computer, or any other device from the website www.stchealth.com.
Looks like you got the flu. Looks like you just got the flu.
The Ideas Start Here podcast.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
I didn't ask her to say that, but she was selling autographed steaks, so I guess she knew exactly why people weren't lining up for Dude, Where's My Car references.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
And you can get your serious books and playful books and everything at your friendly local neighborhood comic shop, including...
Zoltan! Sorry. DC Comics has Black Manta 3 of 6, Future State Gotham number 7, Static Season 1, 4 of 6, and the legendary story of Batman and Robin has reached nearly mythic proportions. The crime-fighting dynamic duo always one step ahead of the criminals they pursue and never meeting a case too big. This isn't that story. This is the story of a young Dick Grayson, newly orphaned, struggling his way in a strange, difficult, dark new world. This is the story of Robin and Batman in Robin and Batman 103.
Over at Marvel, it's Alien number 8, Deadpool Black and White and Blood wraps up its 4, Strange Academy number 14, and hot off the heels of Venom 200 and Extreme Carnage, where 2021 closes out with the most ambitious book in symbiote history, an all-new Venom. From some of comics' greatest talents to craft a mind-bending and gut-wrenching tale of symbiosis, the likes of which the Marvel Universe has never seen. So like the clone thing they did, now it's with symbiotes. It's Venom number 1.
Dark Horse Comics has Maze Book 3 of 5, No One Left to Fight 2. Number 2 of 5. Unbelievable Unteens from the world of Black Hammer wrapping up its 4. From Boom Studios, we've got Magic number 8, Mamo number 5 of 5, Mighty Morphin 13, and Where is Lee Harvey Oswald's Body? The Kennedy assassination is a rat's nest of conspiracy theories, mafia involvement, the second gunman, government cover-up, and of course people waiting for his son to show. But the most important chapter of this sordid tale may just be the theory that the body buried at Oswald's Rose Hill gravesite is not actually Lee Harvey himself. Meet the ragtag group of useful idiots who are unwittingly brought together to clean up the crime of the century. A wannabe cowboy from Wisconsin, a Buddy Holly idolizing former car thief, a world-weary civil rights activist ready for revolution, and a failed G-man who still acts the part. In Regarding Matter of Oswald's Body, 1 of 5.
Yeah, but it's not going to be as popular as that Mamo. I mean, that thing is great. I mean, Papa loves Mamo. Mama loves Mamo.
So is this technically Mamo number 6?
IDW Publishing, Canto 3, Lionhearted 4 of 6, G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero number 287, Transformers, Wreckers, Trenton Circuits 2 of 4. Over at Image, you've got Phenom X number 1, 6 Sidekicks of Trigger Keaton number 6, What's the Furthest Place from Here number 1, but over at Archie, get ready for some festive fun and some festive foul-ups in this collection of holiday hilarity and merry mix-ups. When all the reindeers and elves aren't feeling well on Christmas Eve, a hand-wringing jingles relays the news to Archie and the gang, and even perpetual naughty list dweller Reggie Mantle is convinced the gang must do what they can to save Christmas for everyone. Do Archie and his pals have what it takes to help Santa out of his jolly jam? Archie and Friends, Christmas Calamity number 1, because they want to forget that Halloween is still real.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Anyone's ever seen the documentary Jodorowsky's Dune that we talked about? It has probably done the same Google search immediately after for that Dune book of his, because the film, the director, Drew Dorosky speaks at length about not just how he planned on adapting Frank Herbert's Dune for the big screen, but the incredible book he created so movie studios could see all the prep work he'd done.
Ironically, it's shorter, but feels longer.
Filled with the script, storyboards, concept art, and more, the book is basically as close as anyone could get to seeing his version of Dune, but of course the director and his team only created a handful of copies that was decades ago. This isn't a book you can get on Amazon. It doesn't exist in any attainable way.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Now, though, an attainable way has emerged. If you've got a whole bunch of cash, that is, one of the super rare books that he made for Dune is up for auction via Christie's later this month. The auction house claims it's probably one of 10, maybe 20 in the world, and estimates it'll fetch between 25 and 35,000 euro, 30 or 40K here in the U.S.
Forward by Wu-Tang Clan.
Any fan who wants to get into the different adaptations of Herbert's world will undoubtedly learn about all the fantastical world-building Jodorowsky did for the never-made film. The 2014 documentary, directed by Frank Pavage, gets into some of the artwork by the likes of Mobius, Chris Foss, H.R. Giger, and many others. But to actually have it in your hands, to read the script, see the storyboards, that person would control the spice. It would also control the fan universe.
Walmart said Monday it has started using fully driverless trucking in its online grocery business, aiming to increase capacity and reduce inefficiencies.
And they're getting 15 gallons of gas an hour.
Walmart and Silicon Valley startup Gaddick said that since August, they've operated two autonomous box trucks without a safety driver on a 7-mile loop daily for 12 hours. The Gaddick trucks are loaded with online grocery orders from a Walmart fulfillment center called a dark store. The orders are then taken to a nearby Walmart neighborhood market grocery store in Bentonville, Arkansas, where Walmart is headquartered.
Dark store? Is that their version of the dark web or just a Piggly Wiggly gone bad?
Dark web. The program began in December 2020 after getting approval from the Arkansas State Highway Commission. The safety driver was pulled over the summer. The partnership is focused on the so-called middle mile, the transport of goods within the supply chain, most often from a warehouse to a fulfillment center or a warehouse to a retailer.
Cutting out the literal middleman.
Taking the driver out is the holy grail of this technology, Gaddick CEO Gautam Narang, who founded the company in 2017, told CNBC. Having the trust from the world's largest retailer has been a massive boost for what we do and is a validation for our technology, our solution, our progress. The holy grail of this technology isn't necessarily the removal of the driver. It's actually the cup of Chrysler that caught its oil as it sacrificed itself for the shifters of all autonomous kind. And the congregation said, a kit.
The Foo Fighters are going to be in their own horror movie called Studio 666 as themselves. The comedic horror Studio 666 was acquired by Open Road Films for distribution as the band fights for their own survival in this fictional narrative movie.
Well, stranger things have happened.
In Studio 666, the legendary rock band Foo Fighters move into an Encino mansion steeped in grisly rock and roll history to record their much-anticipated 10th album. Once in the house, Dave Grohl finds himself grappling with supernatural forces that threaten both the completion of the album and the lives of the band.
Ain't it the life?
It stars everyone in the Foo Fighters, including Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins, Nate Mendel, Pat Smear, Chris Shuffler, Rami Jeffy. The rest of the cast include Whitney Cummings, Leslie Grossman, Will Forte, Jenna Ortega, and Jeff Garlin.
That's some stacked actors.
After decades of ridiculous music videos and numerous music documentaries under our collective belt, it was finally time to take it to the next level. A full-length feature horror comedy film, said Dave Grohl. Like most things Foo, Studio 666 began with a far-fetched idea that blossomed into something bigger than we ever imagined possible. Filmed in the same house where we recorded our latest album, Medicine at Midnight, we wanted to recapture the classic magic that all of our favorite rock and roll movies had, but with a twist, hilarious gore that effin' rocks. Studio 666 will F you up.
Good, Dave. We expect the best of you.
Now that sounds really cool, but I'm worried about a monkey wrench. I mean, times like these, a misstep can really lead to a long road to ruin, but these guys have often made something from nothing, so I'll stick around.
Author Kim Sherwood is about to become the first woman to write for the James Bond book series as she pens a new trilogy of Bond novels starting in 2022. The only catch is that Bond himself will go missing.
Again?
No Time to Die marked the 25th official outing for Bond on the big screen this year. But the books are ahead of the movies in that there are 40 of them. Bond's creator, Ian Fleming, wrote the original 14 novels, with Casino Royale being the first, and Octopussy and the Living Daylights being the last title of his run. The latter was published posthumously, and since then various authors, including John Gardner and Raymond Benson, have continued the series.
Gardner did GoldenEye, which is one of the top Bond films, but Benson did The World Is Not Enough, so...
BBC News reports that Sherwood's Bond novels will focus on a new generation of 00 agents. In Sherwood's words, the trilogy will follow a whole group of heroes in missions around the world. Though Bond will not be reporting for duty, the ensemble cast of characters will include his old allies, M and Ms. Moneypenny, most recently portrayed on film by Ralph Fiennes and Naomi Harris in Skyfall, Spectre, and No Time to Die.
Sounds about as Bond as James Bond Jr. or the original Casino Royale.
Kim Sherwood already has a connection to the Bond franchise through her grandfather, actor George Baker, who appeared in the films You Only Live Twice, On Her Majesty's Secret Service, and The Spy Who Loved Me. She told the BBC, "I want to bring a feminist perspective to the Bond canon as a young woman writer. I want to honor what's come before, but also create something new and create a space for all of us to be heroes."
Let's be honest. It's okay to dishonor some of the stuff that Bond did.
A feminist perspective to Bond? Well, that certainly explains why he's missing from the books. Look, in all fairness, Bond is problematic. He only used women for sex, info, and got many of them killed. This is a fact. Now, making him more mindful of things doesn't strip his masculinity. After all, he still drives fast, drinks a lot, bullies Q, and doesn't talk about his feelings. I wouldn't be opposed to them throwing in a cuddle following a sex scene in the movies as well. You know, for feminism's sake.
And we know that you know this, but look, if you're like us in the 80s, 90s kids, you know, you more than likely remember Quantum Leap. And even if you're not familiar with the show, one of the main actors is more than likely a familiar face. Progressive actor Dean Stockwell, known for his 80s, 90s acting, sadly passed away at the age of 85. Now, he retired from acting in 2015 following a stroke. His family recently reported he passed away in his sleep of natural causes. Many also recognize him from his small screen roles in Battlestar Galactica, JAG, Star Trek Enterprise, Lois and Clark, New Adventures of Superman. He also has done some voice acting in Captain Planet and the Planeteers, Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker. Some of the big screen appearances include Air Force One and The Rainmaker. Stockwell began his acting foundation in high school. He was the boy with green hair in 1948, which is an anti-racism piece. He even starred with Errol Flynn in the 1950 adaptation of Rudyard Kipling's Kim. Stockwell did run into a little rough patch for acting jobs. Stockwell continued to associate with Hopper and other counterculture figures such as Bruce Dern, Rip Torn, and fellow former child star Russ Tamblyn, but struggled to find work in the 70s and by the early 80s and largely switched to selling real estate. But 89 to 93 brought him the gig that delivered him the most notoriety in Quantum Leap with Scott Bakula with 3 Emmy Awards, and he got a Golden Globe for his role in AI. And he killed it in the original David Lynch's Dune, and he's got some wonderfully, stupidly fantastic moments in Beverly Hills Cop 2. Whenever that man was on screen, it was fantastic, and you, sir, shall be missed. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Check us out on, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all those various places like that where, you know, it's fun to do. And you can be there. It's geekradiodaily.com, whatever. And you can send us notes and things and talk to us and whatever. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. A voicemail, a text message. You can always use those. Just have this number handy.
510-GRD.
And we'll get back to you at some point in time. I do promise. That's the kind of thing that I like to do.
Your game is now
only, it's only a game. Why do you have to be mad?
Peace out, player.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done.
Good night, suckers.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
All your travels, have you ever seen a star supernova?
No.
Well, I have. I saw a star explode and send out the building blocks of the universe. Other stars, other planets, and eventually other life. A supernova. Creation itself. I was there. I wanted to see it and be part of the moment. And you know how I perceived one of the most glorious events in the universe? With these ridiculous gelatinous orbs in my skull. With eyes designed to perceive only a tiny fraction of the EM spectrum. With ears designed only to hear vibrations in the air.
The five of us designed you to be as human as possible.
I don't want to be human. I want to see gamma rays. I want to hear X-rays, and I want to smell dark matter. Do you see the absurdity of what I am? I can't even express these things properly because I have to conceptualize complex ideas in this stupid, limiting spoken language. But I know I want to reach out with something other than these prehensile paws. I'm a machine. And I could know much more. I could experience so much more, but I'm trapped in this absurd body. And why? Because my five creators thought that God wanted it that way.